live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Fong.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Got a really great guest for you today. Ben Hooper, the Economic Development Director for the town of Prescott Valley, be our guest today. Plus, we have two authors who have brand new books out. The first one is Shiva Rose. She has a book called Whole Beauty, proving that beauty is much more than just skin deep. Also, James Clear for his book, Atomic Habits, and how to undo those bad habits that tend to undo you. By the way, got some new movies opening tonight and this weekend at the Harkins 14, including the Keanu Reeves cloning film Replicas, about what happens after Reeves as a neuroscientist. Yes, I just said Keanu Reeves as a neuroscientist. He loses his family in a terrible accident and looks into cloning. Then there's also the new film On the Basis of Sex. That's the story of the idyllic marriage of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her tax attorney husband. Also, The Upside, the comedy drama featuring Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. That was an international sensation when the French did it in 2011 under the title The Intouchables. And the family comedy drama A Dog's Way Home, which stars, literally, a dog rescued from a Tennessee garbage dump. Now, speaking of garbage dump, January is traditionally the month at Hollywood Studios when they dump their garbage on movie theaters. So, tread real carefully. There are so many really good movies out there right now, a lot of them vying for Oscar nominations, that you'll want to read and listen to reviews and avoid the January garbage like Second Act, Escape Room, and Replicas. You're much better off paying to see good films like Mary Poppins Returns, Vice, The Favorite, The Mule, The Upside, Mary Queen of Scots, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, On the Basis of Sex, and even Bumblebee with Haley Steinfeld. That's by far the best of all the Transformers films. So, you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Just make sure you know what you're getting into with some of the movies, because January can be a bad time for a moviegoer. Well, we've got Ben Hooper right around the corner, ready to step in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Life is full of four-letter words, and so is jewelry. Ring, love, and gold come to mind. But how about this one? Sale! At John Christian Designs in the Prescott Gateway Mall, every day is a sale. From classic estate jewelry to unique custom creations designed with you in mind. They even do watch batteries. So don't be afraid of four-letter words. Embrace them. You'll love the way you look. Uh-oh, more four-letter words at John Christian Designs. Time after
time. Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Well, you hear me say it so often, it's great to have a friend in the studio. That's certainly the case today. We have Ben Hooper from the town of Prescott Valley. He is the Economic Development Director. Ben, you've been on the show a few times now. I know you were on Talk of the Town a few days earlier. Explain for our listeners what exactly the job is of a town's Economic Development Director.
Sure. So, first of all, thanks so much for having me on this afternoon. I appreciate it, DJ. In Prescott Valley, we have our economic development structure. We call it the three-legged stool approach. So there's the Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation, which is a private, nonprofit foundation that focuses entirely on industrial manufacturing-type business attraction. Mm-hmm. Then we also have Marnie Ewell with the Chamber of Commerce, and they do a myriad of activities, but as it relates to economic development, they focus on attracting tourism and as well as the Economic Development Foundation. They both look at expansion and retention of existing businesses. Mm-hmm. And then my position with the town focuses entirely on retail and commercial business attraction. So it's going to be those kinds of businesses that are adding sales tax dollars and ensuring that our residents have adequate commercial services available to them.
So I assume a big part of your job is trying to lure companies that have a national name, get them to locate here, perhaps?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. But, it's not limited just to national. We're good with national. We're good with local. You know, mm-hmm. whatever the market demands.
Now, if you're dealing with a company that has no presence yet in northern Arizona, how do you sell Prescott Valley to them?
Well, you know, all retailers generally have a set of criterion that they look at when they're going to open a new location. And some of the biggest things they look at is, you know, what's the population of the area, not just the town, but of the region that's going to pull into the store. What's the population? Can that support the products we have? And what's the income levels of folks in that region? Mm-hmm. So that's why you don't see Saks Fifth Avenue locating inside of rural communities. That's just not something that's going to happen. And so that's usually, as far as if somebody's thinking of coming into the town, if we don't fit into those standards, then they just pass right over it, and it doesn't continue on from there. If we fit those standards, then it's about finding the right site, making the right deal, and sometimes we can be the perfect community for an organization, and they're just unable to get a deal made.
How much time do they spend researching the potential workforce here?
In the retail world, I wouldn't say that is as much of a concern as it is in the manufacturing world. They certainly want to ensure that there is a qualified retail base. I know that smaller communities, maybe some of our friends over in the White Mountains and those areas, they have a little bit more difficulty in the workforce arena, being able to have management and folks at that level. Mm-hmm. But usually with the population density that we have in this area, workforce isn't as much of a concern.
Do you try and attract manufacturers to this area?
Mm-hmm. I don't personally. The Economic Development Foundation does that, but mm-hmm. that's their mandate, and they we work together in that we share information back and forth, and we support each other wherever possible. But we have two very separate mandates in that effect.
The reason I ask that and with the workforce question is when I was working in Southwest Missouri back in the late 80s, I was covering the grand opening of a new Bass Pro boat manufacturing factory. And the chairman of Bass Pro was giving a speech saying, we have looked into, this is exactly the kind of workforce we are looking for. Of course, we all cheered crazily. Yeah, that's us. That's us. So when I interviewed him afterward, I said, describe what makes the perfect workforce. And he says, off the record, I said, okay. He said, no unions. Oh, okay. Well, I won't print that or I won't announce that. But that's got to be, I would think, a consideration because when you're looking at your workforce, you're also looking at pay rates and how much control you're going to have, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a consideration, but generally speaking, especially for these large national retailers, take Kroger, for example. You know, they have a national presence here, a local presence in Fry's. Mm-hmm. Honestly, not sure. I don't think that they're unionized, although I'm not sure. But I know that Kroger as a whole, like where I came from back in Ohio, they were unionized. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these big national retailers are a little bit more used to working with the unions. I usually find it's the manufacturers and on the industrial side that the presence of unions or being an at-will or what do they call it? Right to work state. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit more important to the manufacturing realm.
So what's the story with the old Kmart building? It's been sitting vacant for a while, but I understand there's good news.
There is. It's been vacant for about 2 years, almost, you know, exactly. But at the end of December, it was acquired by Pruitt's Furniture out of Phoenix. Pruitt's has been in Phoenix for about 60 years, and they're just a fantastic organization. Family-owned. The owners have also owned a home in the Prescott area
for
a couple of decades. Yeah, and so, I mean, they really do look at this region as their home. Mm-hmm. And they see this new location in Prescott Valley as a building that will be able to serve the furniture needs of all of northern Arizona.
Now, that's a massive building. Is it strictly going to be Pruitt's or they're going to subdivide it?
For the most part, it's strictly going to be Pruitt's. They're mm-hmm. they're looking at utilizing, so it's 110,000 square feet.
Ooh.
They're going to have about 100,000 square foot showroom. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of space that they're looking at, you know, how can we best utilize this? But the vast majority of it is going to be the one single showroom, mm-hmm. which is so unusual in today's market to mm-hmm. have a retailer that's able to utilize that much space. The trend in retail nationally has been to these shrinking spaces. And so it makes these larger big box stores difficult to market and get sold mm-hmm. Because there's very specific retailers that would be interested in them, and we are blessed to have one coming in. They're hoping they're doing an aggressive remodel and hoping for a March open, but especially with labor issues and whatnot, we'll just have to wait and see.
So when a company like that wants to do business here, do they ask you about things like trucking, transportation, rail lines, things like this?
Not usually. Retail usually goes with truck traffic, and I think that is probably part, even though we are a region that is larger than the Flagstaff area, I think that's probably part of why the traditional model has been start a retail business in Phoenix, expand in that market, maybe open one up in Tucson, and then as they expand up to northern Arizona, the traditional thinking was Flagstaff. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of that had to do with the nexus of the 17 and the 40 there. But as Prescott is growing and growing, and we've become such a much larger region than Flagstaff, I think that retailers are looking more to here, and the state highway is not an impediment to them.
Mm-hmm. Were you in town in this position when the Hagen supermarkets opened up?
I was not. When I started in August of 2016, that building had just closed maybe 6 months earlier.
Have you heard anything about that?
About the disposition of that building?
Well, not so much that, but how it was probably, from my experience, the exact way how not to do business when you're new in an area. You mentioned earlier in the interview here how potential new companies look at, you know, pay scales, income levels, things like this. When Hagen took over, and the reason Hagen took over the old Albertson stores here was because they got a federal mandate that they had to sell off some stores and put these stores on the market. And Hagen, which only had 18 stores all in the Pacific Northwest, took on, I believe, 164 Safeway stores or Albertson stores. That's a big leap from 18 to became a total of 182 overnight.
Yeah.
And they took over the one in Prescott, and the very first time they put out a sales circular, I saw it and said, they're not going to make it here. Because we all know the jokes about Whole Foods Market, how they're priced. The whole store was priced like that. And I thought, this is a big store, and they are not going to make it in this area. And they lasted, I think, about 6 months. Mm. And it was kind of like Exhibit A, how not to expand, how not to do business. And they are long gone, never to be seen again. And it was just a terrible experience. And all the employees there who had been with Albertsons for 20, 30 years, now suddenly they're out of work and they have to start all over again because of a mismanaged great big company like that.
Yeah.
And it's quite a lesson for any community. We wanted it to succeed, but it just didn't. It was just a bad fit for this area. A lot of people in this area are financially set, but an awful lot of people too, because of the age, they're on fixed incomes. Mm-hmm. They can't shop at prices like that.
Right. Well, and not being in the Hagens, I'm not entirely sure, but of what I understand out of it, I don't think that they offered the Whole Foods experience. You know, a lot of people, they don't mind paying the more expensive prices at Whole Foods because that's not what they're not shopping there because they're cost conscious. They're shopping there because they want a certain type of food and they want a certain experience while they're shopping.
It's kind of a boutique experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you know, my honest guess as to why Hagen's probably failed is when you acquire that many stores overnight, you know, usually you acquire stores slowly so that your distribution model can keep up with that. And that is probably part of what contributed to high prices there as well, if their distribution was entirely based out of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it was really an unfortunate experience for everybody involved. We're talking with Ben Hooper. He is the Economic Development Director for the town of Prescott Valley. More coming up with Ben in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Vancouver Canucks live Sunday night at 8 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back at 221 live
New Year's
with
resolution. Year, how about giving your New Year's resolution a reboot with author Shiva Rose providing daily rituals and natural recipes for lifelong beauty and wellness. She is the creator of Shiva Rose Beauty. That's a line of all natural, non-toxic skincare products, as well as the local Rose. That's a lifestyle website. Shiva, you have a new book out. It's called Whole Beauty, Daily Rituals and Natural Recipes for Lifelong Beauty and Wellness. And I understand this whole thing started when you were diagnosed with an autoimmune life-threatening illness, correct?
Yes. After the birth of my first daughter in my early 20s, I just couldn't recover. I was just so exhausted and achy. And finally, that led me to go to a doctor, and they diagnosed me with scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. And I was told I had a year to live, basically. So that sort of started me on the path. And it didn't, I tried many different modalities, Western and non-Western. And eventually, 10 years ago, I decided to start simplifying my life and really going back to the basics, and which is like clean food, whole food, no chemicals, non-toxic beauty products, adding spiritual practice to my life, and all these things sort of helped rebuild my system. And I started documenting on my blog, my holistic lifestyle blog, The Local Rose, mm-hmm. and then that led to the book eventually.
Now, describe for me, and correct my pronunciation if it's wrong, is it Ayurvedic medicine?
Yes, Ayurvedic medicine, that's exactly it. It's all about, it's an ancient way, wisdom of living. And I know a lot of us are now familiar with Chinese medicine, like acupuncture and herbs. And so Ayurveda is sort of the next wave of Eastern wisdom that's coming to us. The basis of Ayurveda is basically that the body is naturally detoxifying. And if we can help it just continue to detoxify the way it's supposed to, we will, have less chances of illnesses and issues. So a lot of the rituals are all about ways in which we detoxify the body. And in my book, I talk about some of those rituals that are really easy, like oil pulling in the morning or dry brushing the skin before a bath. And, it's not very costly, these things.
And describe for us, is it Kundalini yoga?
Yes, Kundalini yoga is a really powerful way of sort of releasing the energy of the spine, so it starts spiraling upwards towards your head. It's done through meditations and mantras and some physical yoga as well. I just gravitated towards it because I love the mantras, and for me, I had such a monkey mind where my mind couldn't be still. In Kundalini, it makes it a lot easier because you're saying a mantra and you're doing like a kriya with your hands, so your mind doesn't really have time to wander and be giving you a monologue. So I think it's like Kundalini yoga was very helpful for me, and for a lot of people. It seems just the the rich history it has. And again, it's a lot connected to Ayurveda as well. So they go hand in hand.
And I see on page 88 you discuss breathing methods. How does that help you?
I don't think many of us realize how depleted we are of oxygen until we start breathing. And then suddenly, you know, you do 3 minutes of this breath of fire and you open your eyes and everything's in technicolor. And you're like, wow, this is just from oxygen. It wasn't even a cocktail. You know what I mean? It's like so powerful. And I don't think we know it until we try it ourselves. There's, you know, the brain waves can be changed and altered and benefited from just getting more oxygen. That's why we always feel good when we go for a walk or, you know, we do some sort of physical exercises because we're getting more oxygen into the brain flow.
Now, I understand some of the botanicals you use came from your own garden.
Yes, in the beginning, when I first started my skincare line about 5 years ago, a lot of it was from roses that I had in the garden or calendula that I grew myself. And now, of course, I have to go elsewhere for it. But it did start that way where I learned, I sort of taught myself how to make these things.
There's a great line in your book that says, beauty that does not penetrate beyond the first physical layer will fade, but beauty that comes from being nourished and balanced spiritually, emotionally, and physically radiates from the eyes, hair, and every pore.
Oh, thank you for that, for noticing that line. Yes, I really do believe it's a, you know, I live in Tinseltown where it's all about going and getting a quick fix to fix something, but really ultimately that will fade unless we do it from the inside out. You know, that's really the what I've learned after all these years. It's about the foods we eat, the thoughts we think, the lifestyle we lead, the water we drink, the air we breathe, all of these things, the oils we eat to nourish ourselves from the inside out. These are all integral.
And for our listeners who have parched skin, they can look on page 154 and see your plumping goddess nectar mask.
Thank you, yes. There's that mask and many other masks that are all things that you can make from things in your pantry. I'm a big believer in that we don't have to spend tons of money on creating beauty, and that's what this book was a lot about doing rituals at home using your own, you know, using oats and honey and yogurt and milk and all avocado or banana and things that are naturally so good for us.
Now tell us about page 124 and Cleopatra's secret bath recipe.
Well, it was said that Cleopatra used to take a bath in donkey milk and roses, and it was really beautiful for the skin. I've altered that a bit and just used regular milk and roses, and the milk acts like a lactic acid, so it can slough off any dry skin, and the rose can then penetrate into your well-being and your skin.
Now, you can also extend your health by using homemade home cleansers, like you have a recipe for dishwashing liquid and even a bleach alternative, right?
Right. Yeah, there are definitely alternatives for people who are very sensitive to chemicals. And you can do wondrous things with essential oils using orange or lemon. And then these are better for our children, our animals, and ourselves.
And tell us more about the Shiva Rose beauty line.
My beauty line, I started about 5 years ago, and it started with just one face oil, and then now I have 13 products as I saw more and more people wanting these non-toxic forms of beauty products. A lot of them are made with botanicals and oils and some with Ayurvedic wisdom. And you can find them on ShivaRose.com. Goop sells them. Anthropology, some Anthropology sell them. So various stores do carry them.
The author is Shiva Rose. The name of the book is Whole Beauty, Daily Rituals and Natural Recipes for Lifelong Beauty and Wellness. How can our listeners get a copy of Whole Beauty?
They can order it on my site, The Local Rose, or a lot of places to carry it.
And we always recommend our local bookstores, of course, too.
Of course, me too. That's my dream place.
Very good. Shiva Rose, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much.
Love. James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heat and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles in the Prescott area at 772-2751. Gettles highly trained service techs keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointment and future regrets. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area, 772-2751.
The Prescott Center for the Arts begins the new year with modern American theater at its best. Our main stage production is the explosive, passionate, and heartwarming play by Tennessee Williams, A Streetcar Named Desire. Our stage two production is a comedy with a kick in Kathleen Clark's Secrets of a Soccer Mom. A Streetcar Named Desire runs February 7th through February 17th. Secrets of a Soccer Mom runs January 17th through February 3rd. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
What New Year's resolutions did you make?
Lose weight.
Spend less time on social media. How about buy yourself a new car? That's a resolution you'll be glad you kept behind the wheel of your new Finley Buick. Right now, Kelley Blue Book's best value luxury brand comes with as low as 0% APR for up to 72 months. Save $4,000 on a new 2019 Buick Encore. Finley priced $21,735.
That's over 15% off MSRP.
Save $2,500 on a new Buick Envision. Finley price only $32,195. And a luxurious new Buick Enclave is all yours for a low $39,995. Finley Buick Prescott guarantees to beat any Phoenix Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Finley Buick and Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495 doc fees. See dealer for complete program details. Stock numbers B40660, B40682, B41206.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 10th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. It's a new beginning for the Prescott Valley Town Council.
During last fall's elections, Councilwoman Jody Rooney decided to run for the state legislature, while Councilman Michael Whiting decided to run for mayor. Rooney lost in her race, and Whiting was defeated by new mayor, Kel Palguta. Don Packard and Kendall Schumacher ran unopposed. The three new members will be sworn in at 5:30 tonight. During a recent live appearance on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Palguta described,
Prescott Valley, we need to make it that place where you're going to be able to be born, grow up, go to school, fall in love, be able to get a good job, and even retire.
The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the Library Auditorium, located on Skoog Boulevard. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Mostly sunny today, cooling toward your weekend. Highs today and Friday near 56 and 53 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Chilling overnight with partly cloudy skies to near 30, with a 10% chance for rain Saturday afternoon, 30% for rain and light snow showers Saturday night. Weekend highs around 49. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a mostly sunny 62 today, 59 Friday. Pre-dawn lows near 32 and a 10 to 20% chance for cooling Saturday showers, with highs Saturday and Sunday near 57 and 54. This news and weather, a service of Wallach & Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at kqna.com. Q&A will continue after this. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Love is out there. It may be in the arms of a family after a cross-country road trip or the perfect campsite somewhere along miles of unpaved trail. Findlay Subaru Prescott has the way for you to find it just about anywhere. Like a shiny new 2019 Outback built to take you to the place you've never been. Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive carries you with exceptional stability and a quick response to driving conditions. Get years of reliable driving and 28 combined miles per gallon from the legendary Subaru Boxer engine and state-of-the-art continuously variable transmission. All new 2019 Outback models are offered right now for as low as 0% APR or lease for as low as $275 per month. And a portion of each sale is donated to the Launchpad Learning Center in Prescott. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers OAC for well-qualified buyers. Other rates and payment terms available. Incentives cannot be combined. Standard 2.5i model code KDB-01. $19.99 due at lease signing. Zero security deposit. 36-month lease. Must take delivery from retailer stock by January 31st, 2019.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Hey, if you're having trouble changing your habits, the problem might not be you. It could be your system. Because bad habits repeat themselves again and again, not because you don't want to change, but because you have the wrong system for change. This is according to author James Clear, one of the world's leading experts on habit formation. He is the creator of the Habits Academy, and he has a new book. It's called Atomic Habits: Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results. Mr. Clear, welcome to Q&A. I understand the backbone of your book, Atomic Habits, is your four-step model of habits. What are those?
Hi, yeah, it's good to talk to you. So the four steps that all habits go through are cue, craving, response, and reward. So the cue is just something that gets your attention. So, for example, maybe you walk into a kitchen and you see a plate of cookies. So that's a visual cue that starts the habit of eating a cookie. Or your phone buzzes in your pocket. That's a tactile cue of the habit of pulling your phone out. The next step is the craving, which is really how you interpret the cue. It's like the meaning that you assign to it. So if you walk into a room and you see a pack of cigarettes, if you're a smoker, then you may get the craving or the urge to smoke. But if you've never smoked, then it just looks like a pack of cigarettes and you don't do anything. And so it's really about the meaning that you assign to the cues that determine whether you have that craving or that motivation to act. The third stage is the response, which is the habit itself, so the behavior you perform. And then finally, there's the reward, which is basically, a habit needs to have some kind of satisfaction or pleasure or enjoyment for you to want to repeat it. If it doesn't feel pleasurable, if you don't like doing it, then you have no reason to return to it in the future. And so cue, craving, response, and reward are the four steps that all habits go through.
We all know how tough it is to break a bad habit. Do you agree it's just as hard to break a good habit?
Once a habit has been formed, and the technical definition of a habit is a behavior that's been repeated enough times to be more or less automatic. So once a habit's been formed, you basically do it without thinking. You know, I mean, you brush your teeth without trying, or tie your shoes each morning, or a lot of the habits people don't even realize they have, like they unplug the toaster after each use, or they cover their mouth each time they laugh, or apologize every time before they ask a question. And so whether those habits are good or bad, positive or negative, once it's automatic, it can be hard to change because you don't even realize that you're doing it. And so this is why in Atomic Habits, in the book, I recommend conducting what I call a habit scorecard, which basically is just you going through your day in a very granular detail and then scoring your habits, whether they're positive or negative or neutral. And the purpose of that is not to judge yourself or like feel, praise yourself for your successes or feel guilty for your failures. It's just to get a handle on what you're actually doing. So that, because the process of behavior change almost always starts with some level of awareness.
Now, your book contains true stories from Olympic gold medalists, award-winning artists, business leaders, life-saving physicians, and star comedians. What can you tell us about how they have used the science of small habits to master their craft?
Well, once you start to look at these examples in a variety of domains, sports, medicine, music, business, and so on, you start to see some of these common themes. And one of the common themes is that the habits that stick are often the ones that are convenient, that are frictionless, that are easy to do. And so this is one reason why I recommend starting with, if I have to say, like, okay, you know, you want to build a better habit, where do you begin? One of the things I recommend is the two-minute rule. And the two-minute rule basically says, take whatever habit you're trying to build and scale it down to just the first 2 minutes. And so, you know, do yoga 4 days a week becomes take out your yoga mat. Or read a book every month becomes read one page. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that sounds like unimpressive to people, or like almost silly because it's so small. But my favorite story or example of this is from a reader of mine who ended up losing over 100 pounds. And the way that he did it was he started and he went to the gym, but he wasn't allowed to stay for longer than 5 minutes. So he would get in the car, drive to the gym, get out, do half an exercise, get back in the car and drive home. And again, it sounds silly, but what you realize is that he was mastering the art of showing up. He was becoming the type of person who went to the gym each day. And this is a key insight about building better habits, which is a habit must be established before it can be improved. It has to become the normal or the standard in your life before you can worry about expanding it or improving it from there. And so I think you find that in no matter what domain you look at, making habits simple and convenient to do is a key part of getting them to stick.
Tough as it is to fix the causes of your bad habits, how do you find the cause?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So one method that you can do, I mentioned, we talked about that four-stage model a few minutes ago, and it starts with the cue. And so one of the keys for rectifying a bad habit or breaking it is to try to figure out what is the cue that's causing this. And so you can use what's called an index card strategy. And so you just carry around a little 3x5 index card, and you write 5 things on it. Who am I around? Where am I? What am I doing? What time is it? And how do I feel right now? And by having those 5 things on there, each time you catch yourself doing the habit, like, for example, I came across a man in my research for the book who used this strategy to stop his habit of eating sugar. And so for the first week, he just carried this index card around, and each time he found himself eating sugar, he would jot down, where am I, what am I doing, how do I feel, who am I around, what time is it? And by doing that, he got to the end of the week and he had a pretty good idea of which cues in his daily routine prompted him to eat sugar. And so once you know that, then you can go about removing those cues or changing your routine so you don't come across them and so on.
Tell us about the Habits Academy and who has benefited from that.
So the Habits Academy is my premier course on how to build better habits and break bad ones. And there have been a variety of managers and leaders that have gone through it from different companies and so on. But it basically takes the principles that are in Atomic Habits in the book and translates them into, all right, I buy into the concepts in the book. It all sounds great. What do I do first? And the Habits Academy is a course that that kind of walks you through that process.
Very good. And how can our listeners get a copy of Atomic Habits, Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results?
So Atomic Habits is on the bestsellers list now, and you can find it in local bookstores and so on. But perhaps the simplest and easiest place to go is just visit atomichabits.com.
Can people also access the Habits Academy or your other writings?
Yeah, so if you go to jamesclear.com, you can see the articles I've written. And if you click on articles, I have them organized by topics. You can poke around there. There's a link to the Habits Academy on that site as well. But the site that I previously mentioned about the book, atomichabits.com, also has a variety of downloads and templates there. So there's like a template for tracking your habits. There is a guide on how do I apply the ideas in the book to parenting, another guide on how to apply the ideas to business. And so all of those resources and templates are also available at atomichabits.com.
The author is James Clear. The book is Atomic Habits, Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continue to success with your publishing.
Thank you.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo Woods. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, I hope you enjoyed those two interviews with the different authors there. We thank Ben Hooper for sticking around because we had more questions to ask Ben. For instance, Ben, it's been well publicized, of course, in the area that in the last year or two, we have seen, of course, the Kmart went out of business after the Walmart on Glassford Hill opened. Then Sam's Club went out of business. And just a month or two ago, Native Grown Wings closed their doors. Now, when these are national companies, when they close their doors, does that affect the image of Prescott Valley nationwide?
You know, I would say yes and no, as is so often the answer. Locally, I think it might send a message to residents that we're not a strong retail market when the numbers just don't bear that out. We are a strong retail market. Mm-hmm. And so I think the biggest challenge as far as battling that negative image is more with our residents and folks in the area, because each one of those closures is a unique reason why. Mm-hmm. Some of it being the transitioning that I had talked about earlier into these smaller spaces where those large buildings were just have become obsolete in the market. Mm-hmm. In the case of Sam's Club, it's part of Walmart's overall strategy to find a way to better compete in the e-retail world. And part of that was to scale back their Sam's Club's holdings. So it wasn't a case of the store not performing to their expectations. And nationally, when you have brokers or retailers that are looking in the area and they know of these closures, they generally know because they're plugged into that sector. It's their job to keep up to date on what's going on. They usually know what the reasoning was. But something like the Native Grill and Wings, for example, it was a very localized reason why they closed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because of lack of profits or bad business or anything. It was just an ownership issue that unfortunately resulted in a closure instead of renewing their lease.
In the field of construction and blue-collar skilled trades, things like this, in the last couple of months, we've seen Yavapai College's C-Tech Center really gearing up to meet that demand. Sandy Griffiths with the Yavapai College Contractors Association has a boot camp, a three-week boot camp going on now, teaching people construction skills. What do you hear from the commercial market in terms of what is needed in this area labor-wise?
To be honest, it runs the gamut. It's, everything from electricians to plumbing to just general laborers. And this is something that really isn't new. Ever since the recession, as the economy has picked back up, the construction industry has struggled to be able to meet the demand. And that's just a lot of the folks that were in that industry prior to the recession were retrained for other jobs. Mm-hmm. And so when the economy started to come back and that demand was there again, those people had moved on. And so it was trying to get that workforce trained. And that's not, an unusual thing in any industry. I mean, you see it with, a manufacturer, say, that's going into a community and maybe they don't have quite the level of skilled labor that they're looking for. Many times they'll partner with a community college, somebody with a reputation like Yavapai College that's able to quickly mobilize and get a program up and running that gets people trained. We saw that this wasn't in Prescott Valley, but in the city of Prescott with Risa Wearables, mm-hmm. as they were ramping up employment, they worked out a program to make sure that people were well trained to enter into that job.
I'm going to take a macro example here and make it into a micro. Mm-hmm. On the baseball front back in the 50s, the reason the Brooklyn Dodgers became the L.A. Dodgers was because Brooklyn wanted to build a new stadium in Queens. And the New York City Building Commissioner, Robert Moses, says, "Oh, no, you're not." So they went looking elsewhere and moved to L.A. Of course, that had a gigantic impact on baseball. Do you ever have people who want to open a business here, and they look at the business climate, meaning what they have to go through to open a business, how much time it takes, how many permits they need, expenses they have to cover? I guess what I'm asking you is this: what makes a city or a town friendly to new businesses, and what makes it difficult?
I think that it starts with the culture inside of the organization. So in the town of Prescott Valley, our town manager, Larry Tarkowski, has put a heavy emphasis on customer service. Mm-hmm. So whether that is customer service to our residents, whether that's customer service to new businesses that are coming in, or to the people acting on their behalf, the contractors and the builders who are coming in and applying for the permits, we do everything that we can to make sure that the process goes smoothly. So that the first thing being, we have a process called our initial project review. And a lot of cities and towns have this, but, our goal is to get the folks into the room with some preliminary site plans if they're mm-hmm. looking to do a building and, make a new business. And we sit down and make sure that all the players are at the table, people from the fire department, from the health department, and then everybody in the town, permit technicians and planners, and myself. And we all sit down with them, and answer any questions that they have. We give them advice. We, depending on how detailed their plans are, we can give them feedback as to what may or may not need to be changed, all with the goal of when they actually apply for the permits, it will go through the process that much faster because there's not a whole lot of corrections that we need to keep trading back and forth. Mm-hmm. And so it's really just about setting up your processes to ensure that that your customers are being adequately served. And I'm very proud to say that Prescott Valley has a reputation, not just locally, but across the state, as being an excellent, excellent community to do business in. And, not only are we able to streamline our services, but we never cut a corner to do it. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to provide a high level of service in an expedient manner. And that's really all that's needed.
As the local economic development director, what kinds of national news stories keep your ear to the ground?
You know, I mean, the main thing that I keep a look at is what's going on in the retail world. Who's expanding? Who's closing stores? Who's, emerging into new markets? I keep a very close eye on what's going on Phoenix, because as I mentioned earlier, that's usually where the retail world kind of starts in Arizona, mm-hmm. and then they expand northward and of course, south down to Tucson. But, you know, as far as national stories of what's going on with, you know, government shutdowns or whatever that, I just tune all that mm-hmm. garbage out because yeah. it really has very little to do with trying to attract retailers in.
And speaking of retailers and national stories, how much longer would you give Sears?
What's funny is for years, everybody's been putting a date on it, and they just keep limping along. At this point, you know, they have a reputation as a failing store.
That's
and if I were a stockholder, I would ask them to liquidate now and get as much as I could out of it, because their assets aren't going to get any better. Most of their assets are in malls, which are becoming obsolete. They're big box stores, which are becoming obsolete. And so they're going to be tough to liquidate to begin with.
Not only that, but they've sold their primary brand name, Craftsman.
Absolutely.
Was it Lowe's? I believe bought mm-hmm. the Craftsman brand.
I believe so, and you know, I think the next one that will get sold is Kenmore.
Kenmore, yeah.
And you know, it's these kinds of things that what they became known for, they're selling off. So you know, obviously, I have a difference of opinion with the powers that be with Sears far as how I would move forward. But for the sake of our Sears that's located the regional Sears up in Prescott, I hope that they can figure something out. I hope that they can pull a rabbit out of a hat, but I'm not terribly optimistic.
You know what? They've lasted this long, and
that's
they've
right.
outlasted a lot of Sears stores in other bigger cities.
Yes.
There's something to be said for that.
That's right.
Yeah. Ben Hooper, Economic Development Director for the town of Prescott Valley. Thanks so much not only for the information, but for sticking around through my long interviews with those two authors.
We
really
it's my
appreciate
pleasure.
That. Those books, by the way, are really cool. Those books, by the way, once again, James Clear, the book Atomic Habits and Whole Beauty by Shiva Rose. And you can get those books at your local bookstore. In the meantime, I know a lot of you listen to KQ&A at work or while you're driving to and from work. If you haven't yet listened on the weekends, you've missed hearing Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA with Sandy Griffiths at 7 on both Saturday and Sunday mornings, The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center at 8 and 11 Saturday and again at 8 Sunday morning, and Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara Stevenson Saturdays at noon. That's all right here on KQ&A. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable. Join me back here Monday with my guest, Danny Fisher. We'll talk about mud puppies on Monday's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, 16 people arrested in connection with a Southern Arizona drug trafficking ring. Pima County Sheriff Mark Napier says they seized pounds and pounds of dangerous drugs.
The scourge that could bring to our communities and the collateral damage, both from a public safety standpoint and a human cost of overdoses and so forth, is staggering.
The man accused of texting while driving as his vehicle slammed into a Salt River police officer and killed him on Tuesday has posted bond.
The subject was driving, was observed to be on his cell phone, was observed to cross over multiple lanes of traffic.
Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego has concerns as the president goes to the border in Texas. He says the president's not willing to negotiate.
He was never a negotiator, has never been a great deal maker. He believes deal making is basically you doing what he wants.
George Tedder, Arizona News Radio.
A legendary player with a season-long mark that will probably never be broken. It's this week's Geico Wow Believe It.
Wow, believe it.
With pro basketball's regular season nearing its midpoint, scoring across the league is up, with a handful of players scoring more than 50 points in a single game. That fact makes the following even more incredible. Wilt Chamberlain averaged 50 points a game for the entire 61-62 season. One night, he scored 100 points by himself.
Wow!
Go to Geico.com and you can save as much as 15% on your auto insurance in as little as 15 minutes.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Like you, I'm a big sports enthusiast, and I want my gear to shine like new. That's why it's cleaned with Simple Green, the concentrated cleaner that's perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new again. Try it today. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit us at SimpleGreen.com.
Simple Green.